All right, we're back here on Giants.com, joined by Robert Nunn, Coach. Obviously, the defensive line didn't get the production in terms of pass pressure you would have liked against Cincinnati. Something they did, getting rid of the ball quickly, max protect, or were you guys just not finishing and getting to the quarterback?
Well, you know, it was a combination of things. Certainly wasn't a game that we were going to be able to rush the passer much. I thought there was a couple opportunities that we, you know, didn't take advantage of, but for the most part, the ball was out pretty quick, and you know, we pushed the pocket decent and got our hands on a couple of balls, you know, batted up a couple of balls, but it just didn't turn out to be a game that, you know, you'd be able to get after the passer that much.
It did seem like you did a little bit better job stopping the run as opposed to prior weeks. Did you see progress in that area?
Yeah, it's, you know, a totally different game, but I thought we played a run well. For the most part, I thought we got a little sloppy with our technique a little bit there a couple times, but overall, I thought we made some improvement there.
Do you see progress over the course of the whole year? Obviously, you've given up a number of 100-yard rushing games, and how much of a focus is that for you guys in your self-scout during the bye to improve that rush defense?
Well, you know, it's always a concern. You know, we give up those games where, you know, people are able to run the ball on you, and we're certainly going to go back and look on tape and see what caused it and try to fix what caused it, just like we do, you know, every week. But take a little more time and go through it, and when our guys get back in here, we'll go through it, you know, individually and try to improve in those areas.
With Marcus Kuhn's injury, is Marvin Austin ready to step in here and fill the role that Marcus has been playing the last few weeks?
Well, it's going to be an opportunity for him. You know, he's certainly got to step up, and Marcus is going to be a big loss. He's been, you know, a positive, you know, for us. But Marvin's, it's time for Marvin to step up, and we got to see it in practice, and he's got to carry it over in the games.
Linval Joseph has a pretty quiet 4 sacks. How do you judge his progress here as a young player getting better in the NFL?
I thought he's been outstanding. You know, he may not have played yesterday as at the level he's played at, you know, throughout the year, but the guy's been outstanding. He shows up every day to work and tough, you know, competitive, does exactly what you ask him to do, and he's off to an outstanding start, and, you know, we got to finish the year up strong with him.
Finally, JPP, you guys always say he's just scratching the surface. Do you see more again this year where he's learning more and more about being an NFL player and using that knowledge to become a better football player?
You know, it is. He's steadily progressed. And yesterday I thought he had a couple opportunities, but for the most part, you know, they are counting, a lot of teams are accounting for him. But he continues to improve, continues to show up to work every day, and if he continues to do that, he's going to keep making progress.
Overall, have you been happy with the pass pressure this year? And if not, what can you do to get more pressure on the quarterback in these final 6 games? A couple of real high-powered offense, Packers, mm-hmm. Saints going to be coming here.
Yeah, for the most part, we've been good. You know, everybody judges it on how many sacks we get. We break down every tape and watch it and see how we can improve in those areas. And there's going to be games you just don't get sacks. But we've been pretty disruptive, and we continue to try to improve in that area. We've got guys that can do that, and the number one thing we can do is stop the run and create those situations, and there's been a couple of games that's been the reason we haven't been able to get the number of sacks is because that we haven't created those situations, and whether, you know, by score or by down in distance, and that's what we got to keep looking at and trying to make improvement in those areas.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.